How are you tonight? Doing well?
大家怎么样？还好吗？
Good. Okay. All right. I'll take that. It's better than nothing, I guess. So that's good.
很好，很好。
Well, turn with me, if you would, to Galatians chapter 5. We'll be reading verses 22 through 26. And if you don't have a Bible, it's in your bulletin today.
大家一起来看一下我们的圣经，在加拉太书第五章，然后在第22节到26节。如果你没有圣经的话，可以看一下周报，印在周报上。
Very good. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 26. Here's what it says.
加拉太书第五章22节到26节这样说道。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Against such things there is no law.
这样的事没有律法禁止。
Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
And since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
And let us not become conceited, provoking and envying one another.
不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
Very good. Let's pray tonight.
让我们起来祷告。
God, as we come into this time where we break open the bread of life, we pray that you would speak to us in a special way.
主，当我们打开你的话语的时候，我们请你来对我们说话。
And God, we ask for your anointing to be upon our hearts and our minds and on our lips and our tongues as we speak.
主，求你浇灌我们的心，也浇灌我们的嘴，我们的舌。
And God, as we tackle this.Idea of the fruit of the Spirit, and as we look at the idea of peace tonight, I pray that you would give us a peace that only comes from you.
主，当我们来学习圣灵所结的果子里面的和平、平安这个果子的时候，求主你赐下你属天的平安给我们。
And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be in this place of worship tonight, and we pray these things in your name.
主，我们感谢你给我们这样的机会，我们来敬拜赞美你，我们这样奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Very good. Well, perhaps some of you have heard the story of Horatio Gates Spafford, who during the Great Chicago Fire in 1871 lost nearly everything that he had.
你们有些人可能已经听过何瑞肖·斯巴福这样的故事。他在1871年的芝加哥大火的时候失去了说几乎所有的东西。
To make matters even worse, his son died about the same time, and in spite of his greatpersonal loss, Spafford unselfishly helped others who were homeless.
而且更为糟糕的是，他的儿子也在那场大火中丧生，在那段时间丧生。但是尽管遭遇到这样的不幸，斯巴福还是非常努力地去帮助周围需要帮助的人。
And he also helped those who were grief-stricken because of the Great Chicago Fire.
他也帮助那些在大火中受到很多伤害的人。
About 2 years after that, in November of 1873, Spafford and his family decided to take a vacation in England.
在两年以后，也就在1873年的11月份，斯巴福和他一家打算去英格兰去休假。
However, just before they were to leave, Horatio was unexpectedly detained by urgent business concerns in Chicago.
但是就在他们要去旅行的时候，斯巴福呢，因为一些工作上的原因，他必须要留下来，他没有办法成行。
And the decision was made that his wife Anna and their 4 daughters would go ahead on to England, and he would catch up with them as soon as possible.
所以当时的决定就是，他太太安娜呢会带他们的4个小孩子先去，然后他自己把自己的事情做完以后，会赶过去跟他们汇聚。
But tragedy struck on that trip, and just off Newfoundland, the ship collided with an English sailing vessel and sunk within 20 minutes.
但是这个一个灾难就发生了。当他太太他们乘坐的船出海的时候，跟另外一艘船相撞，在20分钟之内，船就沉没了。
Anna, his wife, was one of the 47 passengers who survived, but tragically, all 4 of their daughters were part of the 226 who died.
那他的太太安娜呢，是在40多个人生还的人当中。可是不幸的是，他的4个女儿在200多个丧生的人当中。
The grieving father immediately set sail for England to join his grief-stricken wife. And as the ship that he was traveling on passed the approximate location where his daughters had drowned, Horatio Spafford penned the words of this well-known hymn.
所以斯巴夫他马上就决定去英格兰和他非常伤心的太太会合。但是当的船经过他们事故发生的地方的时候，斯巴夫就写下了这样一首很有名的诗歌。
When peace, like a river, attendeth my way.
诗歌这样唱道，有时想平安如江河又平稳。
When sorrows like sea billows roll.
有时忧伤来世滚滚。
Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say.
不论何环境，足以教导我说。
It is well, it is well with my soul.
我心灵得安宁，得安宁。
Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let his blessed assurance control.
撒旦虽来侵，众试炼虽来临，但有福却聚在我心。
That Christ has regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul.
基督已顾念我乏助之困境，甘流血救赎我，赐安宁。
It is well with my soul.
我心灵得安宁。It
is well. It is well with my soul.
我心灵得安宁。Let
me ask you a question tonight, and the question is this. Is all well with your soul?
那我来问大家一个问题。我们大家是不是心灵都完全得到安宁呢？
To the innermost parts of who you are, do you have a peace that passes all understanding?
你是不是全人的、全身心的有这样的一份安宁，而且这份安宁是让人难以想象的安宁？
For you and I, the realities of life set in from time to time, and we struggle to maintain the peace that we desperately need in our lives.
对于你我来说，很多时候我们有现实生活的影响。 我们的内心当中经常要努力的挣扎，才能保持内心的那种平安。For
some, we tend to lack peace because of the death of a loved one. It could be a child or a parent or a spouse.
对于我们有些人来说，我们没有平安，心中没有平安，因为我们失去了我们最爱的人，也许是我们的小孩，也许是我们的亲人。For
others, we may lack peace due to a physical condition, a heart attack or cancer or another life-threatening disease.
那有些时候，我们有些人心中没有平安，也许是因为我们身体有各样的疾病，也许是癌症，也可能是中风。
And still others face marital challenges and difficulties and divorce and financial ruin or the loss of a significant dream for their lives.
那有些人心中失去的平安，也许是因为他遇到了婚姻上的问题，也许遇到了财务上的问题。
And sometimes peace isn't even our own personal peace. If we just watch the news for 5 or 10 minutes, we could check our own peace thermometer in our life and see where it might gauge itself.
那有时候我们会失去平安，甚至于不是跟我们自己有关的事情。如果你去看看新闻，读读报纸，你就会发现你的平安到底有几分。
And I want to tell you tonight that there is a peace that can pass all understanding.
但是今天晚上我想告诉你，我们其实有这样的一个平安，超乎我们的想象。No
matter what your past has been like,
不论你的过去是什么样子，
or how you're living today,
不论你今天的生命是什么样子，
or even what your future holds, friends, there is a peace that passes all understanding.
也不论你的将来会是什么样子， 但是我们知道有一种平安超乎我们的想象。
And that can only come from understanding the truth about God.
这样的平安只有能够从我们对于神的正确的认知而来。
And so tonight we're going to look at this fruit of the Spirit, peace, and we'll be looking at the question, well, how can I have peace in my life?
那今天晚上我们一起来探讨我们属灵的果子之一，就是平和平的果子。那我们来看看我们怎么样才能让我们的心中能够有平安。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, we are told that blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God.
在马太福音的第五章有这样提到说，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
And so if you and I want peace to be a part of our life, we have to make sure that we're peacemakers. And I want to take the word peace and do an acrostic tonight and share with you about how we can be peacemakers.
所以我们如果要想在我们生命当中能够有平安的话, 我们就要做使人和睦的事情。 那今天晚上呢，我会要用把平安和平这个词来做一个猜字的游戏。
If we're going to be peacemakers and if we're going to have peace as a part of our life, we need to first of all make sure that we are planning for peace.
如果我们要想使人和睦，要想内心中有平安的话，那我们第一要做的事情，我们就是要为我们的平安能够做一个计划。
Matthew 5, verses 23 and 24 instructs us, and it says this, if you remember that your brother has something against you, go at once to make peace.
我们知道在马太福音的第五章23-24节有这样说到，所以你在祭坛上献祭物的时候，若想起弟兄向你还愿，就把礼物放在坛前，先去同弟兄和好。
We have to make sure that we are planning and taking initiative to plan for this peace in our lives.
所以我们一定要能够确定，我们要能够有为我们的平安，要有一个美好，要有一个计划，而且我们要有这样的行动。
But there might be a couple of misconceptions about peacemaking that I want to share with you just for a moment.
但是对于使人和睦这样一件事情，可能我们也有很多一些错误的理解。
Peacemaking is not avoiding a problem.
那我们知道，我们要使人和睦，并不是要想回避一些问题困难。
That's why this verse says that we are to go at once, to make peace.
所以我们刚才在经文中说，你要去赶快去和你的弟兄和好。
And oftentimes, what happens is when we avoid a problem, the issue, the conflict, tends to develop and get worse and worse and worse. Is that not true?
所以我们大家都知道，很多时候，如果我们想 避免一些问题的话，那个没有解决的问题或者是冲突，有时候会更加的发展，给我们带来更大的麻烦。
And just because you and I or you or I have failed to discuss a problem, it doesn't mean that we have peace in our lives.
也许我们很想去回避一些问题，但是我们没有去讨论，去回避这些问题，并不代表我们的内心中就一定有平安。
Because what happens is this, that when there's unresolved conflict in our lives, that unresolved conflict cannot provide sustainable peace for us.
因为我们知道，如果我们有未解决的一些问题或者冲突，这样是没有办法为我们带来一个可持久的平安。
And this is a major misconception because a lot of times we just want to kind of brush things under the carpet and not deal with it.
这是我们对于使人和睦这样一个事情一个最大的一个误解。很多时候我们就想一下，好像回避，去不去管一些这样的问题。
And so not only is peacemaking not about avoiding a problem, but peacemaking is not about appeasing another person.
我们使人和睦不单不是好像要回避一些问题，而且也不是我们要好像要去讨好安抚人一样。
It's not about one person trying to make another person feel good or about trying to just simply get along with another person.
所以使人和睦并不是好像我们要去尽力做一个什么事情能够讨好某人。
It's not where one person wins in the situation and another person loses.
也不是谁赢或者谁输了这样的一个问题。
It's not where one person is trying to do anything possible to make the relationship work and what often happens is there's this false peace that tends to develop in the relationship.
它也不是好像一方 要想不停的尽力的去做各种各样的事情，去讨好另一方，来保持这样一个虚假的和睦关系。
We have to make sure that we're planning for peace and understanding that there are some misconceptions that peacemaking is not about avoiding a problem and not about appeasing another person.
所以我们知道我们要做使人和睦的事情，我们就一定要有平安的计划，而且我们一定要能够了解，我们使人和睦，我们并不是要回避我们有的问题困难，也不是要做很多的事情去讨好对方。
And the truth is that if we want to make sure that we have good relationships with people, we have to plan for peace. And Psalm 34:14 tells us that we are to try to live at peace with everyone and that we are to work hard at it.
所以我们知道，我们要想使人与人和睦，我们就要有一个有计划来平安的和神和睦的计划。正如在诗篇34篇有这样的说到，寻求和睦要一心去追求。
There's a story that's told about a village in on a South Pacific island where a missionary made his monthly visit to celebrate the Mass, to baptize children, to witness marriage vows, to anoint the sick, and then to pray for those who have recently been deceased.
好，那这里呢，我有跟大家分享一个小故事，是关于在南太平洋上的一个小岛的故事。在那个地方，每一个月啊，都有传教士会到那里去，为大家呢主持这样的敬拜赞美，也有去给小孩子去施洗，还有为人证婚，或者是为病人医治这样的一些侍奉。
And in this particular village, a unique custom is practiced whenever the missionary arrives on his seaplane.
啊，那在那里的一个小村庄，他们有一个非常特别的这样的一个仪式。每当传教士他们到了那个地方以后，他们要有这样的一个仪式。
And by tradition, the village chief is the first to greet the missionary, the padre, when he steps out onto the land.
啊，根据他们这个传统的话，啊，他们那个村子里的村长，他是第一个要迎接。来到他们当中的这个传教士的人。
And the two of them embrace, and then the chieftain gives the priest a clump of dune grass.
那他们呢会互相的拥抱，而且呢这个村长呢他会给这个传教士一丛沙丘上的草。
And then the priest takes that clump of grass and he gives it back to the chief, who then in turn gives it to the person next to him.
那这个传教士接到这一丛的草以后呢，他又会把这个草又会还给这个村长，然后村长呢再会把这个草给他身后的人。
And according to the island custom, this clump of earth and grass is a sacred reminder for them of God's presence to the people who live on this South Pacific island.
根据他们那个小村庄的这个传统这样的一丛草的话，代表着神的同在。
And the islanders consider it a type of sacrament symbolizing harmony and peace.
他们把这个草的这个传递看作是一个圣礼一样，代表着和平，代表着和谐。
And what happens is this clump of grass, now the sacred clump of grass, passes from one villager to the next and to the next and to the next throughout the entire village.
所以这个代表着和平和谐的这样的一个圣洁的这一丛草。就会从一个村民的手中传到另外一个，然后以此传下去。
And then finally, after it has reached all the villagers, it's returned to the chief, who then presents it back to the priest, completing the ritual.
那最后呢，这个草又会传到这个村长手里，然后村长又会把这个草又还到这个传教士的手中，这样才能够完整个这个仪式结束。
And the custom here that's taking place on the South Pacific Island with a sacred clump of grass symbolizes that the villagers are in harmony with one another and are at peace.
他们在这里传递的这一丛草代表着他们在那里的所有的村民，他们都能够和平的相处，和睦的相处。
And it's only at this point where the mass can begin and where the priest can fulfill his duties.
只有到他们这丛草传了这一圈一周以后，他们才可以开始他们的聚会，他们的弥撒。
And I think they have the idea of this passage absolutely correct. They want to make sure that they work hard at making peace with one another.
所以我们看到这个故事的话，我想我们大家都能够明白，在当时那个小岛上的人，他们都很用心的去做这样的事情，能够来保证大家都能和睦的相处。
And when we work hard at making peace, there's one thing that we have to do. We have to make sure that we are taking initiative.
那当我们尽力的去做去和与人和好的时候，我们第一个事情要做的就是我们要去主动的与人和好。
And God's word tells us that we are to go at once, and as believers, when we know that there's been an offense, we should initiate peace, regardless of who started it or whose fault it is.
我们知道神告诉我们说，不论如果当时我们知道有纷争的时候，有弟兄有得罪弟兄的时候，不论是谁的错，不论是谁引起的纷争，我们要去跟我们的弟兄和好。
Let me ask you a question tonight. How many of you know at least one person who is difficult to have peace with?
那我来问大家一个问题，你想一想，在你的生命当中有没有谁是你非常难以和睦相处的？
You don't have to raise your hand or tell who it is, but here's what I want to challenge you with this week. Take initiative and work hard at peace with this person.
啊，你不用举手，好，来告诉我这位人是谁。但是我给你一个这样的挑战，在接下来的这个星期，大家能不能主动的来和好，跟这位人和好，来努力学习与人和睦相处的这样的功课。
If we're going to be peacemakers, we need to look at the second letter tonight, and it's this. The letter E, we need to make sure that we empathize with their feelings.
啊，那我们要，如果要成为与人和睦、和好、和睦的人，那我们要来看看我们的这第二个字母，就是E这个字母，它代表的就是我们要有同情心，我们要有同情他人的感受。
And 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 8 tells us that we are to be full of sympathy toward one another, loving one another with tender hearts and humble minds.
啊，在彼得前书的第三章有这样提说到，总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心。
And what Peter is saying here to us, he's saying two or three things, but what he's saying to us is that we need to make sure that we learn to listen, first of all.
啊，那我们知道彼得在这里跟我们说了好几件事情。那他第一个说的事情就是让我们学习怎么样去倾听。
I like the story told about President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
啊，那我很喜欢有一个关于罗斯福总统的这样的一个小故事。
Apparently, President Roosevelt got tired of smiling the expected presidential smile and saying the usual expected things at all those White House receptions.
啊，我们知道罗斯福总统他在很多的白宫的招待会上，他对于要保持总统的招牌的微笑，或者说一些千篇一律的话，他非常的不喜欢。
And so one evening he decided to find out whether anybody was really listening to what he was saying.
啊，那所以有一天晚上呢，他就想说，那我要来看一看大家有没有真正的仔细听我说的话。
And so as each person came to him with an extended hand, he flashed that big smile and said, I murdered my grandmother this morning.
所以当有人跟他握手的时候，他脸上对着他的招牌式的总统式的微笑，然后对他说，今天早上我杀了我的祖母。
And people would automatically respond with comments like, well, how lovely, or, well, just continue your great work, Mr. President.
然后跟他握手的人的第一都会说，哇，真是太好了，多好的事情，继续你的很好的工作。
And nobody really listened to what he was actually saying except for one foreign diplomat.
啊，这真是没有任何一个人听到总统所说的话，直到有一位外国的一位这个外交官来。
When the president said, I murdered my grandmother this morning, the diplomat responded softly.
啊，当总统啊，罗斯福总统对这位外交官说，我今天早上我杀了我的祖母，这位外交官很有礼貌的回答说，
Well, sir, I'm sure she had it coming to her.
他说啊，我知道他一定是自找的。
And so what Peter's saying to us in this passage is friends, we need to make sure that we're learning to listen to people. And even if we don't understand all of what the conflict might be, when it comes to this idea of empathizing with their feelings, we have to learn to listen to them.
啊，所以我们可以看到彼得在这里要告诉我们的就是，我们一定不论是什么样的问题，我们一定要学习能够来怎么样倾听人家的话，我们怎样的去同情他人的感受。
And we have to make sure that we're making an effort to understand.
啊，我们一定要尽力去能够来理解他人。
And then we have to focus on their needs.
而且我们也需要关心，来关注他人的需要。
And this is what makes up living empathetically for people.
啊，这就是我们能够来表达我们对他人的关心。
In our acrostic piece, we have P and then A and then letter E and then letter A is if we're going to be peacemakers, if we're going to have peace in our lives, we need to make sure that we attack the problem, not the person.
那我们知道这个和平这个英文字的前两个字母是 P 和 E, 那第三个就是 A。那 A 代表的意思就是我们要来学习来怎么样来解决问题。我们要做的是解决问题而不是来对付人。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15 says this, by speaking the truth in a spirit of love, we grow up in every way to Christ.
在以弗所书第四章十五节这样说到，唯有用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
And Proverbs 10:10 out of the Living Bible says, bold reproof will always lead to peace.
在箴言的第十章第十节说，你大胆的责备的话会带来和平。
And how many times in our lives have we thought the conflict was a person instead of the problem?
多少时候我们当我们来处理我们的冲突的时候，我们想针对的其实是人，而不是事情本身。
I know when I have a conflict as a person, and believe it or not, that sometimes there's conflict in the life of the church as a pastor.
我们很多时候在我们会有遇到各种各样的冲突，我像作为教会的牧师也会在教会当中也会有遇到各样的冲突。
I have to make sure that I understand this part, that we need to attack the problem, not the person.
那我就一定要能够让我自己能够真真切切的明白，我们需要解决的，我们要对付的是事情，而不是人。
And Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 connects with me in a powerful way, and this is what it says.
那我们看到这个在以弗所书的第六章第十二节给了我很多的这样的启示。
It says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战。
But it's against the rulers and against the authorities and against the powers of this dark world.
乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的。
And it goes on to say that our struggle is against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
And when we don't have peace in our life, when there's conflict that has come in, we need to remember, friends, that we need to attack or address the problem and not the person.
当我们心中没有平安，当我们遇到各样的冲突的时候，我们一定要提醒自己，我们需要对付的是我们遇到的事情，而不是遇到的人。
And in those discussions of conflict, we need to remember Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29.
当我们来对付我们遇到的这些冲突的时候，我们可以从以弗所书的第四章二十九节得到一些启发。
And it says, do not use harmful words, but only helpful words.
他说污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话。
And those helpful words are words that build up, and provide what is needed for the other person.
那些造就人的好话叫听见的人可以得益处。
I've used this illustration, before, and it's a real simple one, but when I speak words that push people down.
我有用这样的一个例子，当我在说话来贬低他人的时候。
I go down as well.
那我就会发现我跟我要贬低的人同样的下沉了。
But when I speak words to people that lift them up, I too am lifted up.
当我对人家说话，我说造就的话，我来提升的话的时候，我也和他一样得到提升。
And this is a tough one, I think, for us, but we have to remember that it's never about the person, the flesh and the blood.
这不是一个容易学的功课，但是我们一定要牢记，我们所要对付的是不是我们所遇到的人，而是事情。
And then letter C in our acrostic, it's this, cooperate, we have to cooperate as much as possible.
那在和平平安和平这个字的这个第四个字母 C, 就代表的是我们要一定要尽力的合作。
Romans 12:18 instructs us, it says, do everything possible on your part to live at peace with all men.
在罗马书的十二章十八节这样说，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
I came across a funny story some time ago about an Englishman who was on a train seated between two ladies who were not at all at peace.
那我也读到一个很有意思的故事，是关于一位英国绅士，他在一个火车坐火车的时候，他坐在两位女士的中间，而这两位女士呢有很多的争执。
They were arguing over the window.
他们在为了这个窗户来争执。
And one lady said, well, put the window up or I'm going to get pneumonia.
那一位这个女士就说，哎，赶快把窗户打开，不打开的话呢，我会得肺炎的。
And the other lady said, well, put the window down or I'm going to die of heat stroke.
那另外一个女士说，哎，赶快把这个窗户关上，要不否则的话我会中暑的。
And this poor Englishman who was in the middle of this, listening to them to go back and forth and back and forth, and here he is, he's not having any peace on this trip.
那中间坐的这位英国的绅士的话，他听到这两位女士这样吵来吵去，吵来吵去，他心中没有一点的平安。
And so they can't get it settled, and the window just keeps going up and down and up and down and up and down.
那这两位女士没有办法解决这个问题，所以就看到这个窗户一下上去，一下又下来。
And so the ladies decided to call the conductor and bring him into it.
这个绅士就决定把这个列车的列车员叫来。
And the conductor doesn't know how to solve the problem, and he just kind of shrugs his shoulders about it.
那这个列车员也不知道怎么样解决这样的一个问题，他就只有耸了耸肩。
And the Englishman spoke up and he said, "Well, I've got an idea."
最后呢，这位英国的绅士他就突然站了起来说，我有一个好主意。
Let's put the window up and kill one.
说让我们把这个窗户先升起来，然后我们可以让一个人先死去。
Let's put the window down and kill the other.
然后我们再把窗户关上，然后把另外一个给杀。
And then we'll all have peace.
这样的话我们就可以得享平安了。
And it may not be the best way to handle it, of course, but the question here we have to ask ourselves is this. Are we doing everything possible to live at peace with others?
显而易见，这个真的不是一个解决办法的一个解决问题的一个最好的办法。但是我们想，我们要问大家的就是，我们有没有尽力去与人和好，来互相的合作
？We have to make sure that we're cooperating in the movement of peace in our lives.
我们一定要能够保证我们在我们的生命当中，我们是互相的那个来扶持，互相的合作。
And then letter E for us tonight is this. We need to emphasize reconciliation, not resolution.
那我们这最后一个字母 E 代表的意思就是我们强调的是一个和好的关系，而不是一个解决问题的一个答案。
Resolution in this situation means that we're trying to resolve the issue.
那这里讲的这个解决问题的答案就是表示好像我们要解决一个各样的问题。
But reconciliation means that we're trying to reestablish the relationship.
那和好这个词就表示我们要重新建立一个和好的关系。
A number of years ago, Duke University did a study on the peace of mind.
那在几年以前的话，杜克大学有做这样的一个调查，关于内心的平和、内心的平安的这样的一个调查。
And factors found to contribute greatly.To emotional and mental stability are various, and I'll share them in a moment.
那当时做研究的这个调查呢，发现有几大的因素能够让带给大家带来内心或者情绪方面的平安稳定。
If we want to have emotional and mental stability, we need to make sure that there's an absence of suspicion and resentment in our lives.
如果我们需要内心中有平安有平稳的话，那我们一定要想，我们不能。有怀疑，我们也不能有仇恨。
Nursing a grudge towards someone, is a major factor of our unhappiness.
如果在我们的心中酝酿着很多的仇恨的话，就会给我们带来很多的不平安。
We also need to make sure that if we're going to have emotional and mental stability, that we don't live in the past.
那第二个很大的一个因素，我们要有内心的平安的稳定的话，我们就不能纠缠于过去。
And the study says that an unwholesome preoccupation with old mistakes and failures will lead to depression.
那我们这个他们这个研究中发现，如果对于过往的一些失败或者错误，如果有过度的一个纠结的话，那会带来很多的不快乐。
And then we need to make sure that we're not wasting time and energy fighting conditions that we cannot change.
那第三个就是我们要学习的就是不能。花太多的精力为我们没有办法做解决的我们周围的环境去在这周围的环境上。
And we need to make sure that we're cooperating with life, not trying to run away from it.
我们学习的是要学习怎样去适应这样的一个环境生活，而不是逃避这样的环境生活。
Another factor that this study found was that we need to make sure we force ourselves to stay involved in the living world.
那第四个，我们要保持内心的稳定和平静的话，我们必须要让我们必须要和我们周围的人或者事情保持健康的交往。
We have to make sure that we're resisting the temptation to withdraw and to become reclusive during periods of emotional stress.
我们一定要抵制有这样的一个倾向，就是在情绪我们在压情绪中在压力下的时候，我们会有时候很多时候我们会选择退缩，会选择封闭，我们一定要抵制这样的倾向。
Another factor that will contribute to this peace of mind idea is that we need to make sure that we're refusing to indulge in self-pity when life hands you a raw deal.
那另外一项就是我们在遇到困难的时候，我们一定要学习我们怎样能够做到不是顾影自怜。
We also need to cultivate the old-fashioned virtues of love and humor, compassion and loyalty.
那我们也要培养一些好的品德。像是忠诚这样的品德。
then we need to make sure that we're not expecting too much of ourselves.
啊，我们也要学习不要给自己有太大的这样的期望。
The study says that when there is too wide a gap between self-expectation and your ability to meet goals that you have set, feelings of inadequacy are inevitable.
啊，我们知道很多研究都表明，如果你对自己有过于高的期望，而你又没有办法达到的时候，你自然会有一种挫折感、失败感。
And then the last factor here, for this peace of mind study says that we need to make sure that we find something bigger than ourselves to believe in.
啊，那最后一条他们发现的就是，如果我们要有内心的平安和平稳的话，我们要能够找到一个可以让我们能够信赖的、大于我们的人。
It says that, self-centered, egotistical people score lowest in any test for measuring happiness.
啊，因为我们发现。凡是那些以自我为中心的一些自负的人，他们都往往在这个都往往过着一个很不快乐的生活。
And I think what I took from this study and what we can take from this study as it revolves this idea of peace is this.
啊，那我从这个调查研究中，我能够得到这样的一个启示。
Most of the factors that indicate a peace of mind in our lives.Deal with making sure that the relationships in our lives are healthy.
啊，我们刚才看到的所有的这些啊，关于一个内心的平安的这些因素，都跟我们要和我们周围的人士保持一个啊健康的关系有关。
And so, if you and I want peace of mind, we need to make sure that we are emphasizing reconciliation of those relationships.
啊，所以我们如果要有一个平安的心的话，我们一定要能够强调，我们一定要着重看重我们和周围的人的一个和好的关系。
2 Corinthians 5:18 tells us that God has reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
在格林多后书的第五章有这样说到，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人和与他和好的职分赐给我们。
And so there are some very practical things that we can do in order to create peace in our lives.
啊，所以在我们学习可以很多一些非常实际的啊事情，我们可以去做，能够让我们有一个啊平安的生。
And when we do that, I think there are some benefits or some results of being a peacemaker that I just quickly want to share with you.
啊，那我们看到，我们如果能够做使人和睦的人的话，那么可以有很多的一些好处。
The first benefit of being a peacemaker is that we'll have peace with God.
啊，那第一个好处就是我们可以和神啊，能够从神那里有得到属神的平安。
And this is very much a spiritual experience.
啊，这是我们一个属灵方面的一个经历。
And Jesus said, that he gives us peace, and it's the kind of peace that only he can give to us. It's not like the peace that the world can give, and so we shouldn't be worried or afraid of anything.
啊，在约翰福音中，耶稣有这样说到：“我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。”你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
And so not only can we have peace with God as a benefit of being a peacemaker, but we can have the peace of God as a peacemaker.
啊，我们不但能够从神那里得到平安，我们也可以得到神的平安。
This is very much an emotional experience, and Romans chapter 8, verse 28 tells us that we know that all that happens to us is working for our good,if we love God and are fitting into his plans.
啊，我们知道在罗马书的第八章说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And then the third benefit that we can have as a result of being a peacemaker is that there will be peace on earth.
啊，那最后一个第三个的好处就是我们啊能够在我们的属世上我们也能够得到平安。
And this is speaking about the relational experience that you and I have with each other.
啊，那这是讲到的我们在世上的时候，我们跟我们周围的弟兄姐妹、跟周围的人之间的这样的关系，和好的关系。
So the question as I close tonight is this: Do you want to have peace in your life?
啊，那我今天晚上在结束之前，我给你的一个问题就是：你想不想要在你的生命当中能够有和平、有平安呢？
If you do, here are some very practical ways of how we can do that.
啊，如果你愿意的话，那你想要的话，那我们今天讨论了很多一些很实际的办法。
Let's pray.
好，我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you for your word tonight.
主，我们为着你的话语，我们献上我们的感谢。
And we ask you, God, that where we lack peace, you will give it to us.
主，我们当我们生命当中有任何缺少平安的时候，就求主你赐给我们你属天的平安。
And Lord, even when it's difficult to live at peace with others, we pray that you will give us the strength in order to do that.
主，我们很多时候我们真的是很困难，和我们周围的能够保持一个和好的关系，和睦的关系。主，求你能够赐下你的智慧和力量，让我们能够做到。
We love you tonight, in your name we pray.
我们爱你主，我们奉你的名祷告。 Amen.